down to Florida to observe what is going on at the convention. And I just heard when I learned that you were on the line here that you were calling to tell us about some trouble that's taking place there. What is going on?
Well, the Collins Avenue bill going both directions is completely at a standstill now. About an hour and a half ago, I was at the Playboy Plaza, which is the headquarters for the Illinois delegation, and visiting with some friends over there and making my way back to where I'm staying, which is around Lincoln Road and Collins Avenue, about approximately 37, 38 blocks.
Mm-hmm.
And when I got to about 51st Street, the lines would be were completely backed up. Demonstrators with the shame of or the row of shame or the shame of gauntlet, they had they were lining both sides of the streets, and they were heading towards Convention Hall. Some of them had broken away, and whatever piece of debris was available, that was being thrown on the street, whether it would be an old milk carton, park benches, which were loose, were put in the middle of the streets, anything to block the flow of traffic.
Uh-huh.
Although there's a great deal of fear in the eyes of the people that were in their cars, nothing was being done to the civilians bill. However, I was in back of a car, a Republican National Convention car. They have a license plate that would that designates those cars. And a group of demonstrators came up and began to rock the car right in front of me. This was about 15 minutes ago,
uh-huh.
Or I should say about a half hour ago now. And they wrote an they have like white shoe polish, liquid shoe polish, and they wrote an obscenity and pig all over the car. And then there was something that appeared to be a bag of urine was broken against the windshield, and obscenities were being shouted at the driver of that car. There was only one person in that car. That was directly in front of me.
Mm.
The amazing thing, Bill, is that in the 37-block trip that I just took, I saw not one law enforcement official. There's a great deal of criticism of the law enforcement people here. Not that they have been too rough, as, of course, was a familiar cry during the 68 Democratic Convention,
yeah.
But there appears to be they're letting a lot of the demonstrators, shall we say, run the roost. And moment on Collins Avenue in Miami Beach, as I say, in the 37 blocks, I saw my first officer one block from my hotel,
Bruce,
which is the Lincoln Road section.
Yeah, this is in contrast with what we were getting from yesterday, that there were a number of arrests made, I believe over 200. Now, those arrests are not being made today, or were those figures inflated, do you believe?
Well, I can only say, Bill, from what I've witnessed in the last hour and a half, that in the 37-block ride that I made, and there was obviously laws being broken, obstruction of traffic and whatnot,
mm-hmm.
I saw not one police officer, with the exception of the one a group that I saw one block from my hotel, which is in the Lincoln Road shopping mall, which is supposedly a target for the demonstrators. There were police there. It was a small contingent of about 15 or 20 standing there with their nightsticks, but there was not one policeman during that whole 37-mile stretch along Collins Avenue.
Okay, Bruce.
They're making no attempt to stop the blockers of traffic.
Hang on a second. This is WGN Radio Chicago. Bruce, you know the format, being my producer. I got to get out of here. I'm over for 5:30 news now. Thank you very much, and if you get any more pertinent information as to Discord, give us a call, please.
Will do, Bill.
Thank you, Bruce.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. It's my producer, Bruce Dumont, who was on vacation this week and decided that because he is quite politically oriented, he would go down to Florida as merely a tourist observer and see what is going on and phoning us that report. We will get to news in just a moment.
On Southern Airways, we serve the nicest people.
Southern offers you the most nonstop jets to Memphis from close in Midway, close between breakfast flights at 7:40, a luncheon flight at 11:20, or a dinner flight at 6:40. Southern's jets continue on to 14 cities and make fast connections in Memphis with Southern flights to 18 others across the South. So when you think of the South, by all means, think of Southern Airways, won't you?
On Southern, we serve the nicest people.
The very nicest way we know.
Southern Airways.
Mosquitoes a problem? For community mosquito control, call Clark Outdoor Spraying at 354-1970. Right now, WGN News and Weather with Jim Lockman and Jerry Peterson, brought to you by the Pinnacle Restaurant at the Holiday Inn Lakeshore Drive. With news, here's Jim.
President Nixon officially kicks off his reelection campaign tonight as he accepts his party's nomination for a second term in the White House. Administration aides say the president's speech will not contain any startling new disclosures about a Vietnam peace settlement. Instead, Mr. Nixon will discuss the issues in the current campaign, both foreign and domestic. Also tonight, Republicans will renominate Vice President Spiro T. Agnew. Anti-war protesters have vowed to make their views known at tonight's final convention session. One plan is to encircle the convention hall to keep the delegates from entering. Michael Levinson, a member of the so-called Love Group in Miami, said the demonstrators will try to hold their own convention. Several thousand police and federal troops will be standing by at the convention hall to maintain order. Senator George McGovern and Mayor Daley met for the first time today since McGovern received his party's presidential nomination. McGovern described that meeting as helpful to